At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A gathering billed as a rally against white supremacy drew thousands to downtown Dallas Saturday night. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports.
This was a noisy, determined, and diverse show of force. Some 2,500 people gathering to say they won't tolerate hate in Dallas. Reverend Michael Waters told the crowd that Confederate monuments in the city were erected to uphold white supremacy.
The time is always right to do what is right, and now is the time to do what is right in the city of Dallas. Now is the time to bring these monuments down.
Police and state troopers were out in force. They used heavy trucks to block streets leading to the plaza. This just 1 week after a man drove into a crowd of anti-racist protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia, killing one of them. But other than some shouting matches with a handful of counter-protesters, Saturday night turned out to be peaceful. There was broad agreement about symbols like the Confederate War Memorial, built just a block away 31 years after the Civil War ended.
I think that they stand for hate, for slavery. I think that they are slap in the face for a lot of people that live here in Dallas.
No racism should be glorified or honored. So I say bring them down and give them to those that would like to erect museums or do whatever.
I believe that they should completely be trashed, honestly. I think we can learn history from textbooks, not monuments. I served in Germany. I was in the army, a medic in the army for 2 years in Germany. They don't have statues of Hitler everywhere.
That was Assad Shalami, and before him, Diane Ramirez and Calvin Ware. Mayor Mike Rawlings was not at the event, but earlier in the week, he called for a 90-day commission to consider Dallas's options for the monuments. The people rallying at City Hall on Saturday made it clear they feel there's no need to wait. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
In today's Vital Signs, high-intensity interval training, brief bursts of very intense exercise mixed with longer periods of easy recovery. Sounds like something for younger people, but a new study of older mice suggests older people might also benefit. Jenny Adams works in cardiac rehabilitation at Baylor Heart and Vascular Hospital. She talked with me about the training and the study.
The mice, even though they started out older with high-intensity exercise, they had better mortality and morbidity outcomes. Their skin looked better, their heart disease was better, their cholesterol was better.
Sure.
And the mice that just sat around didn't live as long.
So the exercise did improve them physically.
Yes, even though they started when they were older.
So now, mice aren't people, but does this suggest that this kind of approach might work for older people?
Well, yeah, there's a trend now for older people to do high-intensity exercise training. For years and years, people have been told to do, just go out and walk, just do moderate exercise for 30 to 60 minutes. That's a lot of time to try to do that 5 days a week. So when they found out that you could do less time, so maybe 20 minutes at high intensity and get the same results, you know, it saves you time and people are more likely to do it.
Does this suggest that older people are capable of doing more than they are now?
In the guidelines, a lot of times it says you should work out if you're between 30, you know, 25 and 65 years old. But I don't know why 65 is a cutoff. I think that the people that are 65 and older should be lifting weights and doing exercise.
How would you define a high intensity workout, though, for an older person? What would that consist of and how do you determine that?
Well, let's say you have a 80-year-old person who comes to cardiac rehab and they want to do interval training. So you could do moderate walking for, say, 5 minutes and then speed up the treadmill to 2.5 or 3 miles an hour for 1 minute. And that would be high intensity to them because moderate is walking at 2 miles an hour. So high intensity is specific to the person.
Okay.
So if I had an older person who came to me and said, I want to do high intensity interval training, you know, I would start them out and try to work them up to it.
Let's see who they are, what they're capable of, and work from there.
Exactly. They call that specificity of training, and there's no age to specificity of training. If I have a person who comes in and their goal is to mow and to lift their grandkid, then I would do a little bit of cardio on the treadmill and then have them lifting kettlebells or weights to try to get them ready to lift their grandkid. And we just always talk about aerobics, but all day long people are going to Home Depot and they're lifting plants and they're getting their groceries into the garage and into the refrigerator. And we kind of leave that over to the side and put all this emphasis on walking 60 minutes a day. But most people's goals are to lift things and to use
their body to the fullest.
Yeah.
Really.
But every day that you sit around and do nothing, you can lose the size of an orange of muscle mass a day. Your muscles give you energy. So every bit of muscle that you lose, then people start saying that they feel like they're getting older and they don't have any energy. And really, it's because their muscles are going away. If you don't have any muscles, then you can't balance. Then you lose your balance, then you fall, then you break a bone. So it's like a cascade effect.
Too. Yes.
Yeah.
The other reason I ask this is, as you mentioned before, most people are often told, do at least the low to moderate 30 minutes a day. But if you keep doing the same kind of exercise all the time, don't you run the risk of hitting a plateau with it?
Oh, absolutely. Back when they first started telling people in the 70s how long to exercise and what to do, it just kind of became a myth or an urban legend that this is what you need to do. And now they're finding out that older people are able to do high-intensity exercise. Basically, what that means is you're getting your heart rate and your blood pressure up for a minute or two mm-hmm. or something like that, and then it comes back down, and that's just, it's like training, and then you can get the same physiological benefits, like lower blood pressure, your glucose is better, your heart rate is better, it doesn't go so high during exercise, because your muscles get trained to accept it, then you have more energy, and then you have more balance, and then you can lift things, and you can do your life. But if you just sit down, the minute you sit down, it's over.
Jenny Adams, thank you for being with me.
It was great.
Jenny Adams is a senior research associate at Baylor Heart and Vascular Hospital in Dallas. She oversees the Return to Work Lab. In the forecast, we've got sunny skies, a high near 97 today, overnight low around 78. It's 81 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth, 74 in Wichita Falls, and 76 degrees in Tyler.